We've got through Bar Kokhba, a new sugya. It's following on the footsteps of the previous sugya. Let's just get ourselves back into the swing of things. In terms of the fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, what is the role of Edim when it comes to a get? Everybody agrees there has to be Edim present. Nobody in the wildest dreams would say that a person could simply divorce his wife and no Edim, nobody knows anything about it. That's absolutely out of the question. But what role do the Edim play? Where do the Edim appear? So Rabbi Meir says that the Edim have to appear on the bottom of the document. Edei chasima kashim. And a get without Edim signed on the bottom is worthless mida araisa. Edei chasima kashim, according to Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Elazar says, that's not true. There is no din that the Edim have to sign the get altogether. Min HaTorah, for sure, there's no such din. We'll see as we go on, it could be even mida rabban, there's no such din. Edei chasima are pretty much irrelevant, according to Rabbi Elazar. Who are the real Edim? Edim is Sirikar, so the Edim that are present at the time of the giving of the get, Edim who are witnessing the transfer of the get, they're the ones who matter. So as we've already said many, many times, there are actually two different parts of what was getting. The Torah uses two verbs to describe the process of the get. There's the chasav and there's the nosav. There's the ksivis again, there's the nesivis again. So that half the mesechta deals with ksivis again, and that half the mesechta deals with nesivis again. So there are some dinim that are obviously ksiva oriented. There are other halachas that are clearly nesin oriented, and here, somewhere in the middle. But according to Rabbi Meir, the chasimus again is part of the preparation of the quote unquote chasimus again. According to Rabbi Elazar, that's not really important. What really matters are the Edim who are present, Bishas, the Sidis again. The Edim is Sibir Karsay. What is the lumdus of this machloikis? What is this all about? What are they arguing about? So the Rav explained that this machlokes from Meir of Elazar is really basic, is fundamental as to what is the very definition of a shtar. We spoke about the concept of a shtar, a document in halacha. Everybody agrees there's some kind of a concept of a shtar in halacha and in Torah. But what is a shtar? What is the essence of a shtar? So Rav explains you can really understand the essence of a shtar in one of two ways. We've already seen this idea that there are almost two different components of a shtar. A shtar sometimes affects the status itself. A shtar is what we call a shtar kinyan. It's the phrase that the Mishnah uses, a shtar kinyan. So it's through the vehicle, the document, that the field gets transferred from the vehicle, the document that the woman gets divorced, the gets married, the ever gets free, etc. That's called the shtar kinyan. Then a shtar can wear another hat, and that's called the shtar raya. And 20 years later, we're trying to figure out, did Reuben lend money to Shimon? Oh, Reuben brings in a shtar, brings in a document. So that document did not create the loan. Loan was created because Reuben lent Shimon $100. The document is simply used as a proof that a loan happened in the past. So you can have the same piece of paper, the same words, the same witnesses, and it can be wearing two totally different hats. It can be a shtar kinyan, the vehicle that's creating the status change, or it can be the riot, the proof that a status change happened. The question is, what is the relationship between these two dimensions of the shtar? So the Rav suggested that according to Rabbi Meir, the essence of what a shtar is as follows. A shtar really functions as a riot. That's the real goal of a shtar. Why does the Torah give us this concept that you have a shtar for Mechiras Sadas, a shtar for Kinyanim, a shtar for Kiddushim? What is this all about? A shtar ba'atzmus, a shtar in his heart and soul, is really a riot. How do you create a kinyan? How do you make a riot into a kinyan? So the Rav coined the phrase, hatfasos haraya. When Reuven gives the riot over to Shimon, when Reuven hands over that piece of paper, that will enable Shimon to prove that something happened. Huhu akinyan. That gufa is a kinyan. A shtar kinyan and a shtar raya are not separate, no pun intended, not divorced from one another. But every shtar kinyan becomes a shtar kinyan because of its ability to serve as a raya. So according to Rabbi Meir, when you look at a shtar, you start out in the ballpark of rayas. First you have to paskin, is it a raya, is it not a raya? If and when it could serve as a raya, then mamela, if it's given, then ataka serves as a kid. It can, hatfasas araya, creates the kid in Shimon. That's Rabbi Meir's version of shtaris. Rabbi Elazar, never heard of such a kid. You want to use it as a raya in 20 years? So now we'll discuss it. It's good raya, not good raya. But it's not the hatfasas araya Shimon that creates the kid. What is the kid? The kid is, I wrote on a piece of paper, I'm selling you a field. I wrote on a piece of paper, I'm a kind of a woman. I wrote it about freeing my every can I have. It's simply putting the story in print, putting the story on a piece of paper, handing it over to the other party. That is, it's the phrase is, it's sipur dvarim b'chsav. Normally we have a rule, ein amet nechad b'dvarim. If I go to you and I say, I want to sell my field to you. I close my eyes and I concentrate. So the Rambam opens up Mukhar Bechumah saying, the Torah doesn't register such a kinyan, a change in status that takes place with words alone. But if I take those words and I put them down on a piece of paper and hand you the paper, is it also a raya? Maybe we can negotiate, we can discuss it a later date. But that's not the issue. That's not what creates the kinyan. Then the Rambam explained, now that we understand two radically different versions as to what the essence of a shtar is. Every shtar started out as a raya, and the main, because it's a kosher raya, now become a kinyan, or it lives on its own 2 feet, it stands on its own 2 feet as a kinyan, if and when it will be a raya. We'll discuss that later. So the Rav, now we understand why Rabbi Meir was so insistent on eight giving presents. Imagine the following raya. I walk at the maze with a piece of paper that says that Reuven sold me a field. Small technical problem. There's nobody signed with me. It's not worth the paper that's written on it. I scribbled myself. Reuven sold me. What kind of document is that? I have some lawyers here. So imagine, someone brings in a piece of paper into court. There's no signatures. It just says on a scrap piece of paper that Reuven was Makadosh Anisha. Reuven was Gavish. It doesn't mean anything. The Eidim are a chelak of the Raya Shemoy. The Eidim wants Mashvazai into a Raya. Without the Eidim, is this king Raya? So therefore, Rabbi Meir says, L'shitosi, that the essence of Ishtar, the heart and soul of Ishtar, is Hatfasos Araya. If it doesn't have Eidim Chasiba, it doesn't get into the batter's box of being a Raya. If it doesn't have Eidim Chasiba, it's not a Raya, it's not a Raya, it's not a Kenyan. And therefore, to try to do the Gai Shavisha without Eidim side at the bottom is ludicrous. According to Rabbi Elazar, what do we need them for? We need them on the bottom of the Shema. I didn't need Eidim later at some point because we all know from 3 months ago, Ein Dover should be able to focus on Shnayim. You can't have changes in Dina Arayas and Ishishish without Eidim present. Okay, Zolzai, we'll have Eidim present. But according to Rabbi Elazar, the Eidim aren't present B'shas B'sira to create the Shtar. The Shtar is created by itself. The Shtar is created because it is Sipur Dvarim B'chsav. It can't serve as a Raya. Zolzai, so it won't be a Raya. So you won't be able to prove it without Eidim. That's your problem. That's a technical deficiency. But is the shtar kosher b'atzmuso? Of course the shtar is kosher b'atzmuso. If you'll have Eidim Asira, Eidim B'alpeh, will be able to say that they saw the shtar being given, so they'll come to Beis and they'll testify. But according to the laws of the punchline, the thrust of the shtar is, has nothing to do with it serving as a raya, and therefore just because there's an absence of Eidim doesn't disqualify from serving as a shtar. So that's the Rav's famous beer, the Lom de Shavort, the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, not just the technicality. Everyone agrees with your witnesses. Gee, let's decide where the witnesses go. Did they go on the paper or did they go be up there? No. It's because Rabbi Meir had this understanding of a Tfasas Araya that requires Eidim Chasiba. Rabbi Elazar, who denied that understanding of Ishtar, never required Eidim Chasiba. Based on this, that the Rav explained, now we can understand another Machlokes HaTanoim, some very, very cryptic Machlokes HaTanoim tucked away in the end of the second Berakha Masechas Gittin that relates back to this discussion. That's the third of the Mamakums. The Gemara Gittin in the Chof Aleph Amud Beis says,
doesn't explain why the Eidim Yisira, if it's called Eidim Yisira, it doesn't have to be Eidim Yisira. According to Rav, it doesn't have to be Eidim Yisira.
The one who could also be Eidim Chasima. Oh, you're ready. The next page. You're ready, Machlek, it's a riff from Rav Tam. Can you, instead of chuck the Eidim Yisira and go to Rav Meir's room, just use Eidim Chasima. We got work to do. That's the name of the sugya. Eidim Chasima Rav Elazar. We got a lot of work to do. But before we get to that, let's take a look at the third of the Maamar Kamos for a second. It's a Mishnah Maseches Gittin Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Ein Kosin Lo Lanir HaMachuk Lo Al Diftor. We learned this in the Bekiyas Hashira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira tells us that when you write a get, you have to be careful. You can't write the get on paper that was already erased once, and you can't write a get on Diftor. Diftor is animal skin. It hasn't been fully developed yet. The Gemara tells us in Gittin that when you take the skin off the animal, you can't just throw some red sitar on it. You have to work it first. You have to tan it first. There's a whole procedure. So diphthera is an animal skin that's not quite ready to be writing on. And the problem with these kinds of writings is that it's very, very easy to forge these things because you can't tell clearly there was an eraser already there. If you have a fresh piece of paper, a fresh piece of cloth, a fully developed piece of cloth, and you write something and then you erase something, everyone's going to see, wait a second, it's different thing. Color, it looks different, it looks fishy. But if you write it something that's already been erased 30 times, or you write in this un-yet processed, fully processed animal skin, you won't be able to tell that a forgery was done. Someone may have written a get and then erased something, and who knows what it said there originally. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Sefer says in one fell swoop that anything that's yachol is daif, whether or not anyone actually did anything, even though it could be that the emphasis says nobody actually tampered with the get, it doesn't matter. Rabbi Yehuda ben Sefer says a document, a get that's not able to withstand the proof that's not a forgery is nishkein get. The Chacham Machshirin, and the Chacham say, no, it's okay. The Chacham say, that's fine. Nothing wrong with it. So the Gemara, the fourth of the Gemara, comes and says, the Chacham Machshirin, Man Chachamim, Man Chachamim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, this is a little bit of a confusion. Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, identifies this Mishnah as being authored by Rabbi Elazar, the Tana. So they were hundreds of years apart. So comes the Gemara and says that this Mishnah, the view of the Chachamim, that you can write a get on something that's potentially forged, is Rabbi Elazar, the Amid Mesirah Kashi. This is following the view of Rabbi Lutz, who says that Adi Masiva Kasi. So what's going on? What is this all about? So Tosfos in a few places explains that what the root of this issue is, must you write on something that's impossible to forge or not? So says Tosfos, this is what's called Muchach Mitocho. Must you look at the get itself, must you look at the shtar itself and know the entire picture just simply by reading the document? Or does it necessitate bringing in some of the witnesses who were there at the time that it was given just to be certain that nobody tampered with this document? So Rabbi Meir's view is that a document that can't be analyzed and evaluated on its own two feet, it's not acceptable on its own merits. You have to start fishing around and searching around for other people to give you some confirmation of the truth or the authenticity of this document. Says Rameh, that's not again. That's called lacking muchach mitocho. It has to be proven from within the pages of the document itself. And Rabbi Lona says never exist. So therefore, explains Tosfos, Rabbi Meir who holds a dechasim akarsi. Rabbi Meir says you have to look at the paper and see the entire story. Or as the Rav said, it has to pass the test of being a Ryan based it. Unless you can look at it and say, this is a good rail, this is a rail of 100 and 100, then it's not a good get. It cannot serve as a shtak kinyan. It cannot serve as a document to change your status in halacha if it can't first be declared to be a rail of evasion. Because according as the Rav explained by the mayor, the etzem a get, the essence of a get is hatfosos haraya, that is a shtak gerishin. Therefore, according to our mayor, if it's either lacking witnesses or if it's lacking that absolute proof positive of being tamper-proof, anything that's missing in the proof part of the get will declare the whole get to be null and void. Rabbi Elazar said, you don't need proof of its ability to be tell its own story. According to Rabbi Elazar, all you need is a piece of paper with writing on it. Now, it's true, you can have a lot of trouble proving the authenticity of this. We'll worry about that later. We'll find the Eidim who saw to give you the get. We'll find the Eidim who read the get. We'll figure out, we'll pop you around with it. We'll figure out some Eidim later on. We'll deal with the Raya Shiba later. Right now, we want to talk, is the woman divorced or not? So whereas, according to Rabbi Meir, you cannot discuss whether the woman is divorced unless you already have the Raya Shiba present, because the Hadfasa Raya is Gufa, the giving of the cash of the get. According to Rabbi Lazar, we can divorce the two. We'll discuss, is this the get? The answer is yes. Are we going to be able to prove anything from this? I have no idea. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. So therefore, there are no Eidi Chazima, big deal, we'll find Eidi Chazima. It's a Doshach HaZdaif, no one, we'll figure it out. We'll find someone who remembers that there was no Ziyaf on this. According to Rabbi Elazar, the declaration of the Raya Shiva is not so good. So we have the steam that permeates Maseches Gittin, a Machlokes for Remain Rabbi Elazar. What is a get? Does a get require Eidi Chazima? Does a get require Mucha Mitocho? It's all part of the same picture. The bottom line says the Rav, two you said, it's according to Rabbi Meir, Hatfas Arai is a definition of the Shtar Kenyan, according to Rabbi Elazar, Lohayz Rabbi Yalav, Sipa Dvarish Mechsav is a definition of the Shtar Kenyan. Will we use it as a Raya? When we get to the singers of Raya, we'll figure that out at a later point.
According to Rabbi Elazar, does he have the right to get himself, or the same?
No, nobody holds you have to ask right to get. Everyone agrees to self. Right.
The get itself, the Shtar itself, plays a very little role here.
Well, I mean, it creates the chalos and says that it's not a usable document like we would think. It's not a provable document based. It's not going to pass the test and based it. but it's a sheepah dvar michsav, therefore it's a kosher get. So the woman is divorced. Whether or not we can ever prove that and let her get married, that's our problem. But if you want to know, kapish mai, she divorced. According to Rabbi Meir, if you give a get to a woman without any chasiba, that woman is an eishes ishes insa. According to the laws, if you give a get without any chasiba, that woman is penuya lagamre. Whether we know that or not, that's our problem. So that's what basically I do the homework to figure it out. But if you want to know the emes lamit doeh, she's a free woman.
Outside of
oh, that's right. Okay, that's smart. Bachelor number 14. So we're going to talk about that, about Rabbi Elazar's potential application, other stars. That's a whole other world in terms of other stars and how we accept the other stars. So the answer to the question is probably yes, but we have a lot of work to do on that. But now let's take the secret to the next level for a moment. Let's look at the world through the eyes of Rabbi Elazar, because the Maaseh, the Gemara says, Lachon Rabbi Elazar, but we pass it Rabbi Elazar, that you really don't actually need a dechaseba. So it's true that you don't need them, and the get is really kosher without them. Should you have them? Is it a good idea? Bad idea? Strong recommendation? Not a recommendation at all? What would Rabbi Elazar say, Tachlis L'maisa, in Tavshin Pei Gimel, when you write a get? Is there any real reason to have a dechaseba there? So let's take a look at the second of the Ma'amar Kamos. It's a Mishnah in Maseches Gittin in the fourth paragraph. So the Mishnah lists off different tikkun ha'olams. Chazal made different takanas to protect the world, to make the world flow a little bit better. The Rambam and Chazal writes that Chazal had the authority to make two different types of takonas. They make takonas, the Rambam writes, l'chazek es hadas, l'sachar es ha'olam. Double lashon the Rambam uses. L'chazek es hadas, that's religion. So l'chazek hadas means to make takonas that will enhance people's religious status. To make different dirim d'rabbanan, to enhance our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch, our spiritual lives. And then the Rambam writes, the L'sachar is ha'olam. L'sachar is not L'chazik is the das. L'sachar is ha'olam means social kinds of takonas, economic kind of takonas. Sometimes Chazal made takonas just to make the world flow better. And if you follow the absolute pure dirim d'raisa, if you're living with people who are all good and everyone's trying to do the right things, so the dirim d'raisa will suffice. But not everyone's always up to par. So sometimes Chazal have to superimpose halachas to touch up a little bit, because people aren't quite living up to the standards that they should be. So this is one of those examples of the Tikkun HaOlam. The Chazal made it takana. This is not the Chazak Adas per se. It's not making us more religious. It's not helping us daven long Shema Esrei. This is a takana that's going to make the world smoother. Ha'edim Chazal get married to Tikkun HaOlam. The Chazal made it takana that Edim should sign again in order to enhance the world, to make the world a better place. So he asked the Gemara, what? They take it to Olam? It's a din derabbanan to sign again. Deraisa. It's a din deraisa. Why do you have to sign again? Mina Torah. Dichsir b'chosum b'sefer chosum. One of the shtaros that's described in Tanakh, in Navi and Yirmiyahu, is a shtar mechir of sadas, a document selling a field. And there the pasuk is explicit. B'chosum b'chosum. You require chasimus. So says, well, what do you mean? Of course it's a din min ha-Torah. The Gemara is assuming that the psukim in Novi are not in mechadesh, you have to sign a document. They're simply relating to us, what is the Torah definition of a document? So the Gemara says, no, what the Mishnah means is as follows. I'm a rabbi. Lo tzricha l'rabbi Elazar, the Amei de B'sirikash. According to Rabbi Meir, who says that you'd require chasibus min ha-Torah, so you would never say, you would never write in the Mishnah, Eidim chasla gebe tikkun ha-olam. That would be very, very misleading. But according to Rabbi Elazar, there is no need to sign a document. There is no need to sign a get mina Torah, because Rabbi Elazar holds on to those magic words, Eidei Vestira Karse. But Afal Pichein, that's where the Mishnah kicks in. Even though we ask Moshe Rabbeinu, should I sign a shtar according to Rabbi Elazar? Based on what? There's no din of Eidei Chasim, Eidei Vestira Karse. Nevertheless, Takinu Rabbanon, Eidei Chasim, Eidei Tikkun HaOlam. Nevertheless, the Chachamim instituted a dechasima to make the world a better place. What does that mean? To zimnin debaisesadei. Because if you live with the world deraisa, you go down the route of Eidei Mesira, it's going to work, but it's very, very dangerous. It's very, very risky. Why? The Eidei Mesira may die. Inam zim dazim lidesayam, or they may go off on a long trip for the next 10 years. And now when the woman, 5 years from now, wants to prove she's divorced, how's she going to do that? She's going to walk at the bank with a piece of paper that says, I, Reuven, am hereby divorcing you, with no witnesses at the bottom. So the Beis is going to say, you may be divorced, it's possible, but you may not be divorced. This is Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Meir, no, Edim should not divorce, not be Chavi Shmai should not divorce. But according to Rabbi Elazar, so we're going to scratch our heads, look at this paper, and say, you know what? We're so sorry. We have no way to permit you to remarry because we have no idea whether this talking is even true. So she says, but what do you mean? The Mesirah car thing. So we say, you're right, the Mesirah car. So go bring the Eddie Mesirah. The Mesirah died. And the Mesirah in China, they can't come back for another 5 years. So therefore, it's just a bad idea. So bin HaTorah, it works. Bin HaTorah, you don't need any chasima. But just because it works doesn't mean necessarily you should do it. I sometimes tell people this. Sometimes people come to ask me a shalom or something. So I'll say to them, it's mutter to do the following. But just because something is mutter doesn't mean it's a good idea. And sometimes there are a lot of other reasons, you know, that you shouldn't be doing the following activity. Even though it's quote-unquote, it's mutter. Do it your own risk. It's mutter to do. So it's over here. You want to get married based on any Masira, the Shbrachu gives you his bracha, but not his assurance that you're not going to be in trouble in 5 years from now. So therefore, in the later days, in the days of Lil HaZokin, many, many, many hundreds of years later, the Chum realized, you know, it's just too risky. It's too many things going wrong with this. It's not L'chazik Adas. This is not going to make people more religious. People are going to be just as religious. They're going to daven just as long as Shmoneh Esrei, as short as Shmoneh Esrei, whether or not we sign the stars. But with the Rabbanim, the L'chazik, the Takaras Olam, the Takaras Olam, we're going to institute the idea of writing, of signing documents. So comes Tosus in the fifth of the Mamakamos and says, V'nir l'ri, ta'af l'chatchila machshir rabbalozza b'edi mesir. Says the Ri, wait a second. I want to know, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Rabbi, should I have a day chasima or not? Says Tosus, you don't need to. There's nothing wrong l'chatchila if you want to live your life dangerously. There is nothing wrong with chetchila, not minatur, not midrabbanan. When Rabbi Gamliel was besakein, quote unquote, tavei chasima, it wasn't at that kind of that you have to do. It wasn't. They didn't institute the chanukah. They didn't institute mitzvos yadayim. They instituted that we're going to give you that option. We're going to give you a good advice. We're going to strongly recommend it. If you don't want to take our recommendation, that's your choice. But to say that you're in violation of a din midrabbanan, if you give a get without a chasima, also should. So Taisa says that don't misunderstand what Mechtikin Oila means. Mechtikin Oila means, I mean, that Torah is good, I mean, Rabbanan is good, Mechatchil is good. You want to live dangerously and hope and pray you'll find the end of the Messiah in 10 years from now, the angels are there. Rabbi Gabriel is explaining to you, it's not such a good idea to do that, but again, if you want to do it, you're allowed to do it. So says Taisa, I'll prove to you that that is the case. How do I know that even Mechatchil, there's nothing wrong with writing a get without any chasima? The Dikton Lekamam in Barim Bay is the mission that we just learned. Ain't close for now near Machuk Machal Machshirin. You're not allowed to write again on paper that was erased because it's like it's not tamper proof. But the Chum say it's okay. But Amaman Chachamim Rabbi Elazar, who are the Chachamim? Rabbi Elazar, the Abba Edim Asira Kaisi. Umashma Machshirin the Kosvin. Machshirin doesn't mean it's really no good mid Rabbanan, but you know, it's okay in after. It's like, we're not going to put a hashkach on something. The OU is going to put a stamp on something. It's okay, Minatur. I have strength with Rabbi, I have Shalach. And that's okay. No, it's kosher. OU deraisa. It's only good with deraisa. The Rabbi is strength. So when the Chum say, Vachem Achshirin, that means it's perfectly permissible to ride a get in such a matter. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar says, you don't need a de chasiba. And remember, that issue of something which is Yachal is Dayev, and the requirement of Eid Chasim was the same question. Remember the Rav's Lomdos? Whenever you have something that's Yachal is Dayev, that's called a Much Mitocho. When it's not Much Mitocho, that's like a not a Shtaraya. When it's not a Shtaraya, that's not a Chasima. It's all the same question. If you would hold that with the Rabbanan, you have to have Chasimus, then with the Rabbanan, you couldn't write in the Yachal is Dayev anymore. So the answer is you don't need it. I've had this Nan Bashaleach, Hiskin Rabban Gamliel. So you are Eidim Chayisbel yet. Hi, but the Lashon of Mishnah is Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin. Is the older Rabbi Gamliel, the original Rabbi Gamliel, was Mesakein with the full force of the Beis Nagadol that you have. They sat in the Beis Hamikdash, they made a takana and Lishon Agrozes that you have to write, you have to sign again. Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel, nah, come on. Loshet Tzorach Lasses Gein. The takana wasn't that you have to do it. Elatikin Shilamed Lehem Lasses Gein. It was a very, very good advice. Rabbi Gamliel instituted as a takana that the Beis Din should tell the Seferim that let's get Eidei Chasima here. Let's not play this get too risky. It's too risky not to have Eidei Chasima. Lo sheit starch neidei mesira. Don't just rely on neidei mesira. Kishi yirz laharos harayel ishtar. Again, aval imboim mislok gar chila Eidei mesira seferim. But if this woman says, listen, I'm okay. I know the Eidei mesira. They're not good. They're young guys. They don't travel. They're sitting in clothes. They're not going on for the next 50 years. I'm more than happy to realize that I'm 75 years old. They're 20 years old. The odds that they're going to die for very young life. I'm more than happy to risk it. I don't have to waste up a minute. I want to stay as quick as possible. I want to rely on pure Adi Basira. You did nothing wrong. Not minatari, nothing wrong with the Rabban. So there is a din of Adi Chasiba, but it's not a requirement. It's just an Eitzah Toiv according to Tosafos.
According to the read today,
the question
why we have the
Eitzah Toiv
again, since they basically
going to
rip it up and give
a reshover. Oh, so according to the read, there would be no read. According to the read, there's no reason whatsoever for us to, right, 100% right, except take a look at the ninth of the Imam Makavos. There's the Rambam, the ninth of the Imam Makavos, it was Gershon, but Alfa, it says, vote. Takonas chachamimi sheyehu ha'edim chos ben al haget. Ram couldn't say it more clear than that. Chazal wa mesakir. Where did the Ram get it from? The Mishnah. Tikin Ram goes, his kid Ram Gamliel. The Ram learned. Chazal made a takona to light their eschalika and to read the Megillah, to wash the Sidayim, and they made a takona that when you have a get, you should make sure there are edim chasim there. Why? Sheba yitin la get mefnei shnayim v'yabuz v'rim tzaget shebiyada kecheres. Poetic, dramatic way of describing. It's like a piece of pottery, like the potsherds discarded out in the fields. Anybody ate them? Lefikach tiknu she'idu mitocho. Says the Rambam. Therefore, Chazal were mesakein, literally tzitzik b'shmo. So you wonder why we sign kitten today? Lekayim this din drabanav never signing. This din drabanav we take it of signing it. You're right, according to the read, there's nothing to be gained by signing it. So I hope on him, we now have a little bit of a background as to what the words Eidei Chasima mean according to Rabbi Elazar. We know what they mean in the Torah. Based in the Torah, they're not necessary because Rabbi Elazar's understanding of it yet had nothing to do with being a raya, rather it was a secret version of Chassab, as the Rabbi explained. And therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't need Eidei Chasima in the Torah, you don't need Mechubit Tov in the Torah, none of that is required in the Torah. Did the Rabbanon, did they change things and insist on adding on the Raya dimension? According to Tosfos, no. It was just a suggestion, not a full requirement. According to the Rambam, it was a full requirement with the Rabbanon Lechatchila. But the Yevon will be good without it. The famous part of the Rabbanon Lechatchila will still be good. But Lechatchila with the Rabbanon, one is required. If one writes a get without signing it, you did something wrong. With the Rabbanon, this get is not really up to the par, at least at a level of a Lechatchila. So far, we discussed a little bit about the role of Eidei Chasima according to Rabbi Elazar, and we really downplayed those Eidei Chasima.
According to Rabbi Elazar, it's Eidei Mesir Karsi. How does the fact that somebody signed on the get prove that it was given the name?
Oh, yeah. You said the station to Marsha. Okay, I plan to do for the next dozens. But I just want to leave one question to think for tomorrow. According to Rabbi Elazar, what if I want to switch teams, as Rabbi Elazar speaking? And I don't want to follow my sheet, so to speak. I don't want to go down the Eidei Mesira route. I'm going to have Eidei Chasima there. According to the Rambam, but the Rambam have to anyway. According to the Reed, it's a good idea. I'm going to have Eidei Chasima there. I want the Eidei Chasima to be present at the expense of the Eidei Mesira. I'm going to toss out Eidei Mesira now. Can you do that according to Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar was the title who said, Eidei Mesira, Kairos, Eidei Mesira, Kairos. What does that mean? Does Eidei Mesira, Kairos mean you don't need Eidei Chasima and therefore Eidei Mesira suffices? Or does it mean it's not the Eidei Mesira? Eidei Mesira is all there is. There ain't no more. If you don't have Eidei Mesira, you have a get that's bottom in a Torah. Can we envision the quantum of Elazar a get without Eidei Mesira as long as there are Eidei Chasima? Is it possible for us to dream according to Rabbi Elazar writes a piece of paper to witness the sign? He hands it to in privacy of there, nobody around. Is that woman megareshes or not? So our initial reaction was. Rabbi Elazar, Chasima. Wow. Rabbi Elazar is the non-Eidei Chasima person. Not so simple. Is it possible that Rabbi Elazar, when he said the magic words, Eidei Mesira Karse, he didn't mean that Eidei Chasima are no good. He just says you don't need them. If you want to go down the quote-unquote Rabbi Meir's route of Gittin, even Rabbi Elazar accepts that route as a possible path of getting against. So that's a loaded why that should be so. What's that based on? That's a loaded question. That's from tomorrow. We'll pick up in a major. There's a three-way behind Sushan to that question. How can it be three-way? Find that out tomorrow.